Hello, and welcome to the Missionary Disciple Podcast by Catholic Christian Outreach. The aim of our podcast is to inspire, equip, and challenge you, our listener, to be an active and effective evangelist. I'm your host, Gerhard, a missionary here with CCO. In today's episode, we talk about Pentecost, the Holy Spirit, and how tapping into the Holy Spirit is really the jet fuel to being an effective evangelist. Before we get started, if you have any questions about evangelization, please email us at podcast@cco.ca and we'll answer them in a future episode. All right, let's dive in. Okay, welcome back to the podcast. Andre and Angèle, it's good to see you again.
Hi.
And joining us, as he did last week, is Trevor.
Hello, guys and girls.
Thanks.
So this is the last of our podcast episodes for this season. We're going into the summer right now. And as this is Pentecost, we want to send you, our listeners, out to be multiplying missionary disciples in the Spirit as the disciples were sent out from the upper room. It's been a fantastic journey with you. Angèle, I see you've got some notes in front of you.
I do.
Anything that you want to share, to encourage, to build up?
Well, on the topic today for the Holy Spirit and anticipating the Feast of Pentecost, I was just doing a little bit of looking around the internet. Didn't have, it's not exhaustive, but I found a quote from the Holy Father from Pentecost last year, and it's really great. It's his homily for Pentecost, for the vigil of Pentecost. And gosh, I could go through the whole thing, but the one part that I was really drawn to is he talks about the power of the Holy Spirit for change in our lives, and also change in our hearts and change in our situations.
And change in the world.
Of course, and change for the world. And what he says is, he said, he will bring his power of change, a unique power that is, so to say, both centripetal and centrifugal. It's can be pronounced both ways. You have to say it really fast. Centripetal and centrifugal. I did it.
Okay.
Centripetal and centrifugal. Anyways, kind of catchy. Not centipedes, but other things. But anyways, so he goes on to explain what that means. And he says it's centripetal, that it seeks the center. The Holy Spirit is seeking to go deeper and deeper into the center of our lives, into the center of who we are, and to give us the fruits and the charisms and the power and the strength and the transformation. That this is what the Holy Spirit is doing. He's like a Roto-Rooter getting in there. Like he wants to go in to as far as we will let him into the center of our hearts. But the centrifugal power is pushing it outwards, that the Holy Spirit is pushing us out. And that's the missionary impulse, that the Holy Spirit is constantly challenging us to get out. And this is, of course, very important to Pope Francis, that we're a church that goes out to seek the lost, to seek those that are far away. And so I thought that was a great, even though I can't pronounce the words very well, I thought, like, when I look at it on paper, I'd have no obstacles as I look at it on paper. But I thought that was a really great way of expressing it. This movement inwards, but a movement outwards is the work of the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, we could spend a lot of time talking about the Holy Spirit. And I don't know exactly where it is, but I'm studying at Augustine Institute in Denver and doing my master's. And we were talking about the Holy Spirit. I guess maybe I should do some studying of my class, but one saint actually, and I think it was reiterated a number of times, that the Holy Spirit is actually the most we talk little about the Holy Spirit, but in reality, he's the most active of the Trinity in our lives. And so we could go into that for a long time, but I just want to build off of what Angèle was saying, that the Holy Spirit is this power, you know, in our own private lives, our own spiritual life, but it also provides tremendous amount of power in our missionary lives and our reaching out. I think if we want our lives to be intimate with the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, we need the Holy Spirit to bring us to that place. But if we want to change the world, You know, change ourselves, yes, most important. He's the one that leads and guides us. And but if we want to change the world, we have to be so filled with the Holy Spirit that the explosion of Pentecost is just, it's just, you know, it's a reality in our lives. So wherever we go, and I don't know what that, we could talk a little bit about what that looks like, but we're so filled with the Holy Spirit that the world just can't help but know, you know. They're amazed by what they see. Are we, don't act like you're drunk, but the morning of Pentecost, the crowds there were looking at the apostles who were just came out of Pentecost, and they were amazed by what they saw. There was something extraordinary. Are you drunk? What's going on? How can you speak in all these different languages? I mean, there is something extraordinary happening in their lives. And to me, that's what Pentecost is. It's extraordinary work in my own life, but extraordinary work in my apostolic life.
So there's like this extraordinary power that's taking place.
Yes.
And as you're speaking, I have maybe a question our listeners might be curious to know. Mm-hmm. Like, how can I be filled with the Holy Spirit? What can I do in my regular day life, whatever that looks like?
Luke says it. That we're just to ask. We're asked the Holy Spirit. You know, just, I am constantly in my prayer, but throughout the day, constantly asking for the Holy Spirit. But not just kind of throwing that word out just kind of in a trite way, but actually fixing my eyes on him and say, come, you know, lead this conversation. Jesus, Holy Spirit, what am I to do here? Holy Spirit, reveal the sin in my life. Holy Spirit, you know, comfort me. You know, the list goes on and on of requests that I have of the Holy Spirit to burn within me.
I have the passage. Can I read it with our listeners here?
Most certainly.
Okay, great. So it's Luke chapter 11.
You're our biblical scholar, by the way.
Well, you know what's really eerie? I opened up my Bible and the first page that I came to,
there
was Luke 11.
That's not eerie. That's the Holy Spirit.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, like, that is.
Holy Spirit eerie.
Case in point right here.
That's extraordinary right there.
No,
that's
seriously.
That's it.
Oh, yeah. Wow. This is cool. Okay, here it goes, starting from verse 9. So I say to you, ask, and it will be given to you. Search, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened for you. For everyone who asks receives, and everyone who searches finds. And for everyone who knocks, the door will be opened. Is there anyone among you who, if your child asks for a fish, will give a snake instead of a fish? Or if the child asks for an egg, will give a scorpion? If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?
Amen. So it's not difficult, actually, to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
You know,
not at all.
You know, I would suggest on our website, do we have the Apostles' Prayer?
Oh, yes.
Can you?
Yeah. Yeah. It's there.
It's actually a good prayer that people use on a daily basis, and it's inviting the Holy Spirit to burn within us, to fill us with the zeal. So it might be, I'm making a suggestion, is that you might, and there's a lot of Holy Spirit prayers out there. The church provides us, what's the name of the prayer to the Holy Spirit? Anyway, there's a...
Come Holy Spirit? Come.
Yeah, but there's a Latin term for it. But
Veni Creator Spiritus, yeah.
So that would be, yeah, there it is. I think just asking daily in a very intentional way for the Holy Spirit to come down.
Yeah, but I think we get weirded out, maybe even the word eerie, you know, betrays that. We get a little weirded out about the Holy Spirit, like, the Holy Spirit to come to me to do what? What's he going to do to me? Like, what? It's a little bit of a scare. He's very scary for people to pray to because you can't really.
He's a mystery.
He's a person, but he isn't personified to us as clearly as a father and a son. So there's, there's like, what are you going to do to me? And what is this force or power that you are? And it's true, actually. Like, reading this homily from Pope Francis, he's saying, where the Spirit is, something's always happening, and where he blows, things are never calm. Like, there is, I think sometimes we want to just picture the Holy Spirit in very peaceful and calm, the whisper, and not that The Holy Spirit doesn't come to us in the peace and the calm and the whisper. He is those things, but he is more often described as power and fire and rain. And like he's more often described in strong language than the softness. There's both, but I'm just saying more often it's in the stronger ones. So there's something a little... there's a strength, there's a little bit of a woe thing going on, and I think that's appropriate. And the Holy Father actually in that homily, he said, when in the life of our communities we experience a certain listlessness, when we prefer peace and quiet to the newness of God, it is a bad sign. It means that we are trying to find shelter from the wind of the Spirit.
Amen.
When we live for self-preservation and keep close to home, it is not a good sign. The Spirit blows, but we lower our sails. And yet, how often have we seen him work wonders? So, it's just awesome. What do you guys think of that quote?
Yeah, read it again and again and again. Because, that says it all. I think what you're saying, Angel, and I think what we're all saying is that the Holy Spirit gives dynamism to our our life, to our Christian life. It gives it helps us root ourselves in a relationship with the Father and Jesus, to pursue holiness inwardly, because he is actively revealing to us our own sin and revealing to us God himself. So the Holy Spirit is the one that reveals to us truth. So there's a dynamism that is happening internally. So if you want to be holy, you need the Holy Spirit to burn within you and to reveal within you. But if you want to be fruitful outward, I mean, to bring about the change of the world, and there's no limitations on what the Holy Spirit can do. If you want your apostolic life to be dynamite, then ask for the Holy Spirit to lead and guide you at all times. And it will be disruptive, but it will be exciting. It won't be comforting, you won't be an armchair Christian, but you will be out in the field, the battlefield, and you'll be battling. And it's an exciting life. And I think, we often say, people refer to the church as kind of, there's a lot of indifference and very little relevance we have in the world, very little impact we're having. It seems like we've been pushed out of the marketplace. Maybe it's because the Holy Spirit hasn't been burning within us. Because interesting, because after Pentecost, where did they go? Where the apostles went straight to the marketplace and the crowds gathered. So if we want to influence the world, if we want to actually have a voice out there, it's a good argumentation is great, but the power of the Holy Spirit is greater. I think we just need to be, and I'm encouraging our listeners as we kind of wind down these podcasts for the summer, that I'm going to invite you to really, really build your relationship with the Holy Spirit by asking him. Just ask in every situation to reveal within your own heart and also to empower your apostolic life. But I'm going to make one more suggestion. Not only do you ask, but take an opportunity. If you find an opportunity to have somebody pray over you for the release, more the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, to lay hands on you. The scriptures are clear on, and Paul to Timothy, he said, stir into the flame of the Spirit when I first laid hands upon you. Get somebody to pray over you. If you have a Barnabas or a Paul, ask them to pray over you. But even better, maybe, is that you start praying over other people. Maybe you need to pray over your Timothy. Look for opportunities to pray over people and asking for the release of the Holy Spirit. I guess the world needs more Holy Spirit.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. And building off your one point, Andre, the one thing that came to mind was set out into the deep. And like when the apostles received the Holy Spirit, they went out into the marketplace, but the Holy Spirit was the movement into the marketplace, and they had crowds approach them. But in speaking through the power of the Holy Spirit, they converted thousands. It wasn't like they went out and they talked to three people and, hey, we had one conversion. Hey, that's awesome. But it was like the Holy Spirit, like when speaking in the Holy Spirit touched the hearts of thousands, and thousands were baptized that day. And as for those of your listeners who haven't heard it, go back to our podcast episode on Great Expectations with Bishop Scott. Like, if we truly want to live in the Holy Spirit and invite the Holy Spirit in, set yourself greater expectations for what you can do in your ministry moving forward, and expect that, you know, you have the Holy Spirit, expect him to move and expect him to do great things, so that, you know, if you're standing up in front of your parish, inviting them to take Alpha or Discovery or something, rather than going in with the mindset of like, well, maybe I'll get 10, say, no, like, I have the Holy Spirit with me. I'm like, I expect 30, like I'm going big. And really lean into that and trust in the Holy Spirit that he's not going to leave you hanging. He's not going to send you out and then walk away and be like, all right, you're on your own. But like, he'll be there and he'll work wonders.
Yeah, definitely. And when Angel was sharing that piece from the Holy Father, what was coming to my mind was how the Holy Spirit, when we give him permission, that God will act. And it will call us out of our comfort zone sometimes, but like God will show up. Mm-hmm. And there will be something happening if we call upon the Holy Spirit and let it to release, release it within us or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then there's all the things that are happening inside of us, that the Spirit's not just pushing us out. That was the beginning of this podcast. He's coming in. He's coming in deeper and deeper and deeper.
I've got a question, I guess, for our listeners, like maybe in your own life, Angel or Gerhard, if we can maybe share maybe in a recent times of how the Holy Spirit has kind of acted in our own lives. We've given permission.
Yeah, I'd say for myself and my wife that this past fall, we were really inspired to reach out to try to help families, particularly the husband and wife, the mother and father, to try to help them to be better equipped to be parents, to be spouses. Because we know that it's very clear that when the family's broken, the family's fallen apart, society very quickly follows along. And we've really felt the Spirit move within us as a couple to push us out to do this. So we've pushed ourselves out in the ways we can, given that we have a baby due any day now. But we've really felt, you know, this urge to go out, and we're, you know, putting ourselves out there in the best ways we can. But the interior transformation for us as well has happened just in reading books or having discussions and like, okay, how do we want to do this? What do we want to do? Do you want to write an article? What kind of podcast episode do we want to record? It's worked wonders in our marriage, in our own personal lives, just to follow that prompting and to put ourselves out. Who knows how far we'll go? Like, you know, we're expecting our third child any day now, and we'll have three under three. So even if it goes nowhere, just the stepping out and the trust, it's worked wonders for us, and it does the same for others out there.
Yeah, what's neat about what you're sharing there is that sometimes we're able to see the fruit of when we give permission to the Holy Spirit. And there's other times, actually, in my own experience anyways, I'm not sure if it's the same for you guys, but I might not see it right away. And it's like a test, I think, that God wants to keep me focused on him.
Mm-hmm.
That in this mission work that I wouldn't get maybe too caught up in the success, mm-hmm. if I can say that.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, we often learn more from our failures than we do our success.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, and feeling the weakness helps us to have to lean in. Yeah,
totally.
On that strength, and then we can recognize it. When you asked that question, the first things that popped in my head would just be operating out of charisms. And so that would be, I mean, I think a classic teaching of the Holy Spirit is that he gives charisms, special gifts, unique gifts to people, often a unique combination. But when you're able to work out of a charism, it's generally easy. It generally just flows. You're kind of like, okay, that was pretty good. Like you know that you wouldn't have had those words on your own, or that insight just on your own, that there's something that really clicked in that process. And so I would say that that's a tangible experience of the Holy Spirit. So for me, it would be gifts of, I guess, like they're in the area of like wisdom or encouragement. So like I do spiritual direction. So I find it just really enjoyable to do spiritual direction because it's I'm really just allowing the Holy Spirit to be in the room and see what's going on in this person's heart, listening and listening and listening. And then being like, he just makes it really clear to me, like a pattern or a truth or a lie in that person's life. And it's not work because it's something that the Holy Spirit is just chooses to activate in me in a particular way. So that's awesome. I mean, if our whole lives was just full of charisms and superpowers, that'd be pretty awesome.
Oh, that's great. My Holy Spirit moment was actually in this podcast.
Oh,
as
really?
Andre was talking about, you know, asking the Holy Spirit, I'd take out my Bible and of all the pages I could have opened to, there's like 900 pages in my Bible. Out of all the pages, I that exact passage, mm-hmm. Luke 11. So yeah, brings a lot of joy.
Yeah, he's really awesome. He does all those fun things like that. And you're like, okay, yeah. I couldn't have done that on my own, right?
God incidence, not a coincidence.
Yeah,
God
incidence. Yeah, it's one of those ones where a lot of people often say, you know, God has a sense of humor. Well, the Holy Spirit's the one who's, let's say, is, you know, pulling the pranks, pulling the jokes on us. Is like, yeah, yeah, here you go.
And he's there in the yucky stuff too. Like totally. When it's like, sure, it's nice when it's easy and everything's flowing, but he's also there when it's tough slugging. And it's the Holy Spirit giving us grace enough to persevere. And that's important for us. It's like a workout. We need to have, we need to work through the hard things. And it is him in that process, even in the hard.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, 100%.
And just maybe a comment for our listeners in terms of like living in the Spirit and really allowing it to manifest in our lives. I think an area to keep conscious of is just aware of sin in our life, because that will block out the Holy Spirit and its flow. So just a call to our listeners, you know, if you're desiring to grow in the Spirit, but you might be struggling in this relationship, I just really want to encourage our listeners, you know, if you do have some sin in your life, and especially if it's serious, go to the Sacrament of Reconciliation, receive the graces and the healing, repair your relationship, your union with God, and you might actually experience that overflow that you might not be experiencing right now.
Yeah, I could just even close what we're talking about with this, the end of the homily. The Holy Father says, those who live by the Spirit live in this constant spiritual tension. They find themselves pulled both towards God and towards the world. Let us ask him to make us live in exactly that way. Holy Spirit, violent wind of God, blow upon us, blow into our hearts, and make us breathe forth the tenderness of the Father. Blow upon the church and impel her to the ends of the earth, so that brought by you, she may bring nothing other than you. Blow upon our world the soothing warmth of peace and the refreshing cool of hope. Come, Holy Spirit, change us within and renew the face of the earth. Amen.
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 Thanks for joining us today for our conversation around Pentecost and the Holy Spirit. This is the final episode in this first season of the Missionary Disciple Podcast. We thank you for joining us, being on this journey with us, and we look forward to seeing you again in September when we start up. If you have any questions, comments, queries, quandaries, conundrums, or otherwise, you can email us at podcast@cco.ca or visit us at cco.ca. If you've enjoyed this podcast, please give us a rating and review on iTunes, as this will help us to reach new audiences. Once again, I'm your host, Gerhard, and you're listening to the Missionary Disciple Podcast by Catholic Christian Outreach. See you in September.